The year was 1912. The radio had already been invented in 1901. The Wright brothers had already made their first successful flight in 1903. The Titanic, the ship of dreams, had just been built and was ready to make its first voyage from England to America with its 2,200 passengers. The Titanic was the most magnificent ship that had ever been built. It had luxuries that ships had never had before. Electric light and heat, electric elevators, a swimming pool, a Turkish bath, libraries, and much more. It was built to give its first-class passengers all the comforts of the best hotels. But rich passengers were not the only ones traveling on the Titanic. Most of the passengers in third class were emigrants who had left behind a complete way of life and were coming to America with hopes of a better life. The Titanic began to cross the Atlantic Ocean on April 10th. The winter of 1912 had been unusually mild, and large blocks of ice had broken away from the Arctic region. By the fifth day at sea, the captain had received several warnings about ice, but he was not very worried. He didn't realize how much danger the ship was in. On April 14th, at 11:40 p.m., an iceberg was spotted straight ahead. The captain tried to reverse the direction of his ship, but he couldn't, because the Titanic was traveling too fast, and it was too big. It hit the iceberg and started to sink. The Titanic had originally had 32 lifeboats, but 12 of them had been removed to make the ship look better. While the ship was sinking, rich people were put on lifeboats. Women and children were put on the lifeboats before men. By the time the third-class passengers were allowed to come up from their cabins, most of the lifeboats had already left. Several hours later, another ship arrived to help, but the Titanic had already gone down. Only one-third of the passengers survived.